to the very top of Hayamid Aleph. Right, so we have Machlokes, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanan learn from Mishras Tamke Iker. Rabbi Akiva learns from Mishras Heter Mitzaref Leser. Now the Rabbanan who learn from Mishras Tamke Iker, they use this as the source, L'cholot HaRakulo, that by all these terms we say Tamke Iker. Rabbi Akiva, who learns it for Heter Mitzaref Leser, he holds a Dafka by Nazir, where it says Mishras, there's Heter Mitzaref Leser, but by all other Yisurim, Rabbi Yechon said before, there's no Heter Mitzaref Leser. So the Gemara wanted to know, what's the difference? Why, according to Rabbanan, do we learn from Mishras L'chol HaTerekula, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, we say it's Dafka by Nazir, and we don't learn from Chol HaTerekula? So the Gemara answered, because if it's coming for Heter Mitzaref Leser, so then it's going to come out that you have Shnei Ksuvim Aboyim Ke'achod, because you have the Mishras that's written by Nazir, that says by Nazir Heter Mitzaref Leser, and you have by Chatas as well, Hatem Mitzav Leiser. So since the Torah told it to us twice, that's the rule. So the Gemara, continuing on that, so the Gemara is going to explain now where we see by Chatas Hatem Mitzav Leiser. Nazir Hadamar, in second line. So Nazir that we know Hatem Mitzav Leiser is what we just got finished saying is Mishras. Chatos, Mahi, what's the case of Chatos that's Hatem Mitzav Leiser? Ditanya. This is a pasuk written by the Karmel Chatas that says any other meat that touches the meat of a Karmel Chatas becomes kadosh, just like the Karmel Chatas. Yochol, I would think afilu lebalor, just it's a gzeres akasa, just by touching itself, it already becomes aser. Tamalei mar bivsara, it has to go into the basar, meaning achabal. In the basar, until it gets absorbed, meaning if the two pieces of meat touch each other and it's warm to the point that one piece of meat is bailea from the other, so the fact that the other piece of meat is bailea from the chatas, so now it gets all the dinim of that chatas meat, that means yikdash, that it becomes kadoshly as kemaisa, just to be like the piece of meat that it absorbed from. She'im psulihi, that if that piece of, if the chatas happened to be posel, it was already nicer, or it was pigol, or it was tummy, whatever type of psul it was, he posel, so the second piece of meat becomes posel as well. And if the second piece of meat is kosher, it gets the chumrus of the chatas, meaning if the second piece of meat was chulin, so now it gets all the chumrus of kachim, and even if it was kachim kalim, so until now it was allowed to be eaten by a zar, it was allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, it was allowed to be eaten for 2 days, now it gets all the chumrus of chatas, that it's only eaten by the Kehanim, and it's only eaten in the Azar, and it's only eaten for 1 day, a day and a night. And this the Gemara understands is not Tam Ki Iker, but rather from this pasuk we're learning Hatem Mitzaref Leiser, meaning if you have a half a zayis of chatos, so absorbed into much more than that of let's say shlomim, the entire thing becomes a chatos, because the heter of the shlomim is mitzaref to the iser of the chatos, as if the whole thing was a chatos.
All these things, even if not for Hatem Mitzaref Leiser, would be true because of
Tam Ke'ikah, you would have at least
it would be the same thing,
right? But you wouldn't have a chiyuv, though. Let's say if only you have the half a zayis absorbed of chatos absorbed into,
then it would not be a lot.
It would be like any other chatos here. The nafkamina between the Tam Ke'ikah,
the whole thing, it becomes a
right, real shit. Right, yeah. The Rabbanon, Nami, according to Rabbanon, who said that Mishras is used for Tam Kiker. So, according to Rabbanon as well, let's say, Nehevi Nazir v'chata shnei ksuvim abayim kecha v'emalamdim. Let, the same way Rabbi Kiva just said that chatas and Nazir are shnei ksuvim abayim kecha, and therefore you can't learn from there to anywhere else, say the same thing by, according to the Rabbanon. So Amri, the Gemara answers, Hanu mitzvah tzrichi. You'll need both. Like the Gemara leaves it hanging, and the Gemara's going to come back to it in a minute to explain why both are needed, and therefore it's not considered shnei ksuvim habayim ke'achod. Rabbi Kiva, whereas Rabbi Kiva will say, my tzrichi, why do you need both? Bishlama ikasach mona bechatas. You're right. I agree that if the Torah would have only written chatas, loigamar nazamine, the nazar couldn't have been learned from chatas, and therefore nazar is not considered extra. Dechulam ikasach mona gamrinan. Because you wouldn't be able to learn chulin out of kachim, because kachim is more chomer. So maybe dafka by kachim, you have heter mitzaref leiser, not by chulin. However, so meaning the whole shnei ksuvim abayim ke'echad is only because they're both extra. Why didn't Torah have to say it twice? If there's a reason that one couldn't have been learned from the other, so then it's not Shnei Ksuvim Ba'Mikra. The reason why the Torah wrote both is because you, for whatever pirkah there was, you couldn't learn one from the other. So says Rabbi, says Rabbi Kiva, Enechen Nami, had the Torah only written Chatas, you wouldn't know Nazar, and therefore Nazar al-Karkar has to be written. However, the opposite, Ela Lichta Rachmana ben Nazar, just write Nazar, V'teisi Chatas V'tigmar Minei, because Chatas could be learned from Nazar, Chatas is more common than Nazar. So if by Nazar you have Hatem Mitzaraf L'Isr, Koshkin, by Chatas you should have Hatem Mitzaraf L'Isr. Da'akal Yisroim B'Shem B'Torah K'gaman, that you could learn all Yisroim from the Torah, like we said before, from Nazar. So from the fact that the Torah wrote Chatas, must be, it's coming to say, Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad. Rabbanan Amiloch, and now coming back to Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will tell you no. Mitzvah Tzrichi, it's not Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad, you need to write both Nazar and Chatas. Why? Because Chatas Lehetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, V'chulim Mikachim Loi Gamrinan, because Chatas is teaching us Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, even according to the Chachamim, who say that Mishras is for Tam Keker, they agree that by Chatas, is coming to say Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, Mishras leads in Tam Keker, whereas Mishras is coming to teach us Tam Keker, so in Mele, it's not Shnei Ksuvim and Kamparim Ke'echad, because they're teaching two halachas. Meaning, according to Rabbanan, that need a source for Tam Ke'ikr, one's used for Tam Ke'ikr, the other is used for Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, so it's regardless not Shnei Ksuvim and Kamparim Ke'echad. It happens to be that from Chatas you can't learn because Chulim Mekachim Lagamin, and that's why you don't know Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr the Chol Tarek Kula. But it's definitely not Shnei Ksuvim and Kamparim Ke'echad. Whereas, according to Rabbi Kiva, says the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva, Tavayu Lehetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, he already knows Tam Ke'ikr from Giyulei Nachum, like we said in the previous daf. So if that's the case, both Mishras and Chatas are used for Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, and if that's the case, like the Chesbim we made before, it comes out that there's Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad with regard to Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, V'chol Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad, Eim Alamdin. And whenever you have Shnei Ksuvim Avayim Ke'echad, the result is you can't learn from there. So that's like Rabbi Yochanan said in the beginning of the Sugya, the Dafka by Nazir, he didn't speak out Chatas, so we should point out because he was talking about regular Yisurim, he wasn't talking about Kachim. But by regular Yisurim, Dafka by Nazir, you have Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr, but by no other Yisurim do you have Hetem Mitzvah V'Yisr. Amalei Ashi Levivkan. Rav Ashi asked Rav Kana, Elohad Tanya. We have a bais of the bais that says, Mikol Asher Yasam Egefen Ayayin. Anything that's made from a grapevine. Mechatzanim, Adzog, from the peels to the pits, and so on, is all Asher. Another may not eat it. Limin Ali Suri Nazar Shem Etztafim Zemze. And this pasuk we dash in from the fact that the Torah lumps them all together in one general level of Kol Asher Yasam Egefen Ayayin. So the Torah is telling us that all the different Yisurim of Nazar are combined. Meaning, how the Torah given a separate lav for wine, and a separate lav for grapes, and a separate lav for grape peels, so then each one would need a gezayis. If you need a half a gezayis of this and a half a gezayis of that, you would not be chayiv. However, if now that the Torah combined it all into one umbrella, one general lav, so anything that comes from a grapevine is all one lav. So if he eats a part of the shear of grapes and part of the shear of the leaves of a grapevine and part of the shear of wine, they all combine, and he would be chayav malchus. So, but why, fact of Gemara, why do we need that? Hashel Rabbi Kiva iser v'hetem mitzdafin. If Rabbi Kiva learns from Mishras that you say hetem mitzdaf leiser, so iser iser mibayah, to tell me that iser and iser combine, of course they combine. Even if you ate a half a zayis of grapes and a half a zayis of bread, you would be chayav malchus. So for sure, if you eat a half a zayis of grapes and a half a zayis of the leaves of a grapevine, you'd be chayav. So Amalei, so he answered him, no, there's a big difference. Iser v'hetem v'asachas. That which you say hetem mitzvah le'iser, that's only if you eat them together. Do you know? But if you eat it in the same kedei achilas pras, in the same time span, let's say for argument's sake 4 minutes, you eat a half a size of grapes, and then 2 minutes later you eat some crackers, that's not going to combine. You don't say hetem mitzvah le'iser over there. It's only if they're eaten together. And we're trying to say even further, in order to say hetem mitzvah le'iser, the roiv has to be iser. Otherwise, why is it had to be mitzvah v'yisr? Other rabbi, the hetter should be mivatel v'yisr, right? So
is that true by hetter mitzvah
v'yisr? Well, we don't really have hetter. We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. It would only be negay by kachim. But that would be the case. The Rishonim say by hetter mitzvah v'yisr is only if the at least 50% or the majority is iser. But for sure it has to be b'vasachas. Isser v'isser b'zachazem. Masha Enkin, if it's isser and isser, once we have a drasha that all grape things combined. So the same way, if a person eats a half a grape now and then another half a grape in a minute from now, as long as it's bichdei achilas prasa combined. So if he eats a half a zayis of grapes and then a minute later he eats a half a zayis from shoots from a grapevine, they would combine because it's his eraser. No, from the kolaser yasim begevna yain, from the fact that it gives a it should have just said mechatan mazag layochel. I don't know.
Meaning it did
an
extra.
Right, yeah. From the fact that it makes it sound like it's one broad title of Kolasher Yasam Gavdin Ayin, and then it gives specific examples, so that the Torah is coming to say that it's all included in one lump. Okay. Batzik Shebesitke Areva. If you have an Areva, a mixing bowl, and naturally a mixing bowl that you use to knead dough all the time, so you're going to have dough that's stuck to it. So the dough that's stuck to a mixing bowl, the cracks of the mixing bowl. So im yesh kezayis b'makom echad, if in one place there's a kezayis of dough, chayav levar, then you have to get rid of it. V'imav, otherwise, if it's less than a zayis, batel mutoi, then you could leave it there because it's batel to the keli, and it's not a problem of chametz. V'chein le'inin tuma, the same should be true as far as tuma is concerned, that im machmed alav, if you're machmed on a chaytis, then it's considered a chatzitza. It's considered as if it's there, and therefore it's chaytis. Vim raitza begume, however, if you don't care that it's staying there, if you just mevatel it there, hariyuk areva, then it becomes part of the mixing bowl, and it's not considered a chatzitza. Now the
we're not worried about bliya?
Legabe tumma or legabe pesach?
Legabe tumma, one.
No, tumma doesn't concern about bliyas. The tumma, if you're taking a keli to the mikveh, we just care what's on the surface of the keli.
Legabi pesach.
Legabi pesach. I think because mixing bowls are used for cold, that's why we're not worried about bliyas.
Because it's cold.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. The Mishnah seems to contradict itself because the Mishnah says v'chein le'inyan tumma. It sounds like tumma and pesach have the same threshold. Pesach, the threshold wasn't if you're makbid on it or not, was if it was a gezayis or not. So if you say v'chein le'inyan tumma, it would sound like tumma is also dependent on if it's a gezayis or not. And then it says further in the Mishnah, no, it's totally if you're makbid on it or not. It sounds like if you're makbid even if it's less than a zayis, or vice versa, if you're not makbid even if it's more than a zayis, it's just totally being makbid. So the Gemara is going to discuss this apparent theory in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, Lo yishanu ela b'makom she'ein asuyim lechazek. That which the Reish of the Mishnah says, that on Pesach, as far as Pesach is concerned, if it's less than a zayis, it's okay. It's batel to the keli. But if it's a zayis, then it's a problem. You got to get rid of it. That's only if it's b'makom she'ein asuyim lechazek, in a place that it doesn't hold the dough in. I mean, the crack is higher up on the keli, and it's not, the filling of the crack is not helping keep the contents inside the bowl. In the part where the bowl holds, so then, even if it is a kezayis, you don't have to get rid of it, because since it's helping keep the contents in, so then you're mevatel to the bowl, even if it's a kezayis.
Why isn't there an independent problem with Bayira?
So this is a chiddush. We're going to see this again later on in the Gemara. This is a chiddush: is chametz that's 100% edible, but you're mevatel it to use it for something now that you made it into a tool. So now it's no longer chametz. It's only also about enough. It was food in the beginning of Pesach. If before Pesach you were mevatel it and you made it into a keli, it doesn't become also about enough because it's not food anymore. It's a keli. What we said before about Plato is that if it wasn't right, it wasn't the consistency of Plato. It's not this. It's not. It's not miyuchad.
Yeah, but
because they don't become right. Yeah, right, and they don't. It doesn't become a keli.
This is
right. It's just sitting around. You use it as a toy. But we're going to see later on. You take a whole mound of dough, you let it become hardened, but you make a chair out of it, a cushion out of it.
Cosmetics and all that stuff.
Right, so it could be cosmetics are different because it's not called a keli, it's like a Shabbos, you have that same thing.
It's no worse than a keli.
It doesn't become something else. This is Bekir, it becomes part of the bowl. Part of the bowl.
Right, so the chair
now. Right, so that's what we're going to discuss later on. If you make a chair out of dough, according to this manam, it's not a problem of chametz. Yeah, so lo yishanu ela b'makom she'ein asuyim lechazek. Al makom she'asuyim lechazek, where it helps hold the contents of the bowl, Erechai Levar, even if it's a Kezayis, you don't have to get rid of it, because it becomes part of the Keli. Michlal, so that, according to this Lashon, it implies that Pachas Mekezayis, that which the Mishnah said, less than a Kezayis is okay, after the Makam She'en Asu Mechazik. Because the Mishnah that says a Kezayis is no good, you're saying is B'makam She'en Asu Mechazik. And on that, the Mishnah says, less than a Kezayis is fine. So even B'makam She'en Asu Mechazik, if it's less than a Kezayis in one place, so then it's fine. The second Lashon learns this statement of Shmuel that it says Loshanu is going on the Sefer, not on the case of Kezayis that you have to get rid of it, rather on the Sefer that if it's less than Kezayis, you don't have to get rid of it. The Sefer says, if it's less than Kezayis, then it's bottled to the Keli. On that says, Rebuta in the name of Shmuel, Loshanu el Makam Ha'as the Chazak. Even when you want, when it's less than a kezayis, it's only bottled for keli if it's at a place that it's helping hold the contents. But if it's not also the chazik, then you have to get rid of it even though it's less than a kezayis. Michlal, so according to the second lashon, which is lechumra, that implies the kezayis, that if it had a full kezayis, even though it's makam also the chazik, Lechazik, nonetheless, chayav levar, because the way, according to the second lashon, we're explaining the Mishnah is talking about also the lechazik, and nonetheless, the Mishnah only permitted less than kezayis. It's mashma even b'makama also lechazik, or kezayis you would have to get rid of. The Gemara continues. Tanika kilishna kama, we have a price like the first lashon, with a price like the second lashon. Tanika kilishna kama, botzik shere besitki areva, you have botzik that's in the cracks of a mixing bowl, so if it's where it's meant, it helps hold the contents, and chaitzitz is not a chatzitza, as far as Tumah is concerned, the ein oiver, and as far as Pesach is concerned, you don't have to get rid of it. But a place that's not helping hold the contents, chaitzitz is a chatzitza, and your oiver legabi Pesach. When do we say that? Because Zayis, we're talking about Makam She'en also this Chazik, and even with Makam She'en also this Chazik, it's only a problem if it's a Gezayis. If it's less than a Gezayis, I'll feel with Makam She'en also the Chazik, even though it's in a place that's Ein also the Chazik. Nonetheless, Ein Chaitz is Ein Ever, it's not a Chatzitza, and it's not a problem as far as Pesach is concerned. So that's clearly like the first Lashon. But we have another Bryson that says like the second Lashon, like the Chamerdika Lashon. If you have dough in the cracks of a mixing bowl, if it's a makam also the chazik, it's not a chatzitza v'ene over. If it's in a place that's ain't also the chazik, chaytis then A, it's a chatzitza, and B, the over, you be over l'gabi pesach, you have to get rid of it. But medvar memurim, when do we say that at least if it's also the chazik and you don't have to get rid of it? B'pachad mekezayis, it's only if it's less than a kezayis. Out of kezayis, once it's a kezayis, after the makam also is chazik, even if it's in a place that's also lechazik, nonetheless, chaytzitz vayver, it's chaytzitz, and you have to get rid of it, lagabi pesach. So, frak the Gemara kashin adali, meaning until now, that it was two lishaynis, so it's a machlokes lishaynis, how to read the Mishnah. But now that you have two brises, so the brises are a stira to each other, how do you reconcile the two brises? So, Amar Rabuna, sa mikilta mekam mechamerta, if you have a stira in brises, so erase the kula dika brisa because of the chumra dika brisa. Meaning we have a shy which way to go. It's obviously a machlokes. So we have to go with the chumra, like the second brisa, like the second lashon, which is more chumra, and not like the first lashon. Rabbi Yisiv Amar Tanoish Shakal to Me'alma. What's the problem over here? You took all Tanoim away from the world that you can't now explain that the two contradictory brises is really a machlokes Tanoim. It's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, like we learned in a brisa. Hapashif, so if you have bread that became moldy, chayv levar, you still have to get rid of it. Because you can grind it down, and use it to make many other doughs into chametz, meaning you could use it as a yeast, and therefore you still have to get rid of it. When do we say you have to get rid of it? As long as you're using it for eating purposes. Avokaif is sa'ar. You take a block of sa'ar, of this dough, of this sour dough, sheyich the yeshiva, and you designate it as a cushion. Now, from now on, you're going to sit on it. So, batla, says Reb Shimon ben Elazar, then it becomes batla. It's no longer chametz that has to be gotten rid of. So, the Gemara is medayik, from the fact that he says it's batla, Mechlal de Tanakama Sava Loi Botla. It means that he's not necessarily talking to the Tanakama, because the Tanakama wasn't talking about that. So, but from the fact that Rishim ben Elazar comes to argue in the Tanakama, obviously he understood from the Tanakama, he heard elsewhere from the Tanakama, that even if you're Miyachid, the Yeshiva is Loi Botla. And therefore he comes to disagree with him and say that it is bottle. So Alma, what do we see? That means must be that according to the Tanakhama, even if you're Mevatale, you make it into a Keli, it doesn't help. Whereas according to Rabshim Belazar, it does help. So coming back to our mixing bowl as well. According to the Tanakhama, even though you're Mevatale to the mixing bowl, now it's part of the bowl, who cares? It's still a problem. Whereas according to Rabshim Belazar, once you're Mevatale to the mixing bowl, it's okay. So that would be the Machlokes Tanaim. Amalei Abaye, Sabaye says Tirats the Bekazayis. That answers the sphere of a Kazayis. One Baisa says that even if you have a Kazayis, if it's B'makam Asa the Chazak, it's fine. The other Baisa says that once it's a Kazayis, it's no good. So we'll answer. One's the opinion of the Tanakhama, one's the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. However, Pagat Bekazayis Mitiratzta. There's a second sphere, because the first Baisa says that less than a Kazayis is Mutter even B'makam She'ein Asa the Chazak. Whereas the second Baisa says that even less than a Zayis is only Mutter B'makam Asa the Chazak, but not B'makam She'ein Asa the Chazak. So how do you explain that second Machlokes, that second sphere? Elo says the Gemara, Hava Ha Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The whole, both Baisas are Rav Shimon ben Elazar, V'lei Kasha. And it's not a Kasha. Hava Makam Lisha, Hava Shalei B'makam Lisha. One is where you need, and one is where you don't need. Meaning, until now, we split a bowl into two parts. Now we're going to split a bowl into three parts. You have Makam Asa the Chazik, which could be defined as two parts. The Makam Asa the Chazik could be the bottom of the bowl, which is actually holding in the liquid. And it could be the sides of the bowl, which also hold, as you're kneading, it makes it not leak out the sides. But that's not as integral, as important as the bottom, which is kneaded constantly. And then you have the top of the bowl, which even while you're kneading, it's higher than the level of what you need normally. And therefore, that's not necessary at all to fill up those cracks. So that will say there's three levels. Starting from the bottom, where it's needed the most, so even a kezayis could be bought up, because even a kezayis is needed. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar Shita is, as long as it's bottled to the keli, it's fine. On the walls, it's not so integral to fill up the cracks over there. So a kezayis is not bottled because it's not needed, but less than a kezayis will be bottled. The top, where you don't need your bechlal, so there, even less than a kezayis doesn't become bottled, and even less than a kezayis you have to get rid of. But maybe there's no steer in the bices, because the first brisa that says Makam Asa L'Chazik, a kezayis is mutter, even a kezayis is mutter, is talking about the bottom. Shaloi Makam Ein Asa L'Chazik in the first brisa was referring to the walls, and that's why it said less than a kezayis is okay. The second brisa called Makam Asa L'Chazik the walls. That's why it said that in a Makam Asa L'Chazik a kezayis is a problem, but less than a kezayis is okay. And Makam She'ein Asa L'Chazik, the second brisa is calling the top that's higher than where you need, and that nothing's okay. And that's why I said even less than a kezayis is no good. Or Rav Ashi explains, continuing on the teretz that we just said now, that there's three parts to the bowl. Loi Tema, don't make a mistake and say, Shalev Mokim Lisha Agaba, the Agna, that the Shalev Mokim Lisha, that not even less than a kezayis is okay, is only the back side of the bowl, the outside of the walls. Even on the inside of the walls, where it's higher up by the lip of the keli, where it's higher than where you usually need, even that's called shaloi b'makom lisha. Even though the rim, the lip of the keli as well. So the gemara pshita. Obviously, it's a shaloi b'makom lisha. Why should it be any different? So the gemara ma'al d'tema, I might have said zilman da'atif. Sometimes the dough goes up very high. When it reaches there, so maybe you could say that every once in a while it is needed, and even over there, less than a kezayis could be batel. Kamashalana, you don't say that. Amram Nachman, Amar Rav, says Amram Nachman in the name of Rav, Allah Rav Shimon ben Elazar. We pass like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that even a kezayis of chametz, if you're mevatelet to make it into a keli, or you're mevatelet to a keli, it becomes mutter, and it's no longer a problem of chametz on Pesach. Eini, is that so? Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Barashi, Amar Rav, Im Tach Poneh Betit, going back to this Kaifis Sa'ar, he says that it's not enough just to designate it liyeshiva. You have to, if you cover it over with a layer of tit, so then batel. So then now it's no longer a kefis of sar. It's covered over with tit. It can't be eaten as the way it is. So now it's batla. So it's masher tachin lo tachloi. So it's masher only when you cover it over is it mutter. If you didn't cover it over, just a mound of dough sitting there that you made into a cushion, then it's not mutter. So we see that you don't pass like Rav Shimon Elazar. And it's the same Rav. So it says the Gemara, "Mana masir Rav masir." It's takam achloikis what Rav said, and the one who said that he said the halachas of Rav Shimon Elazar obviously doesn't say the second statement, and the one who says the second memorah doesn't hold that he said that the halachas like Rav. Iged Amri, or Rav Nachman Amrav. Rav Nachman said the name of Rav that ain't halachas of Rav Shimon Elazar. Not that we don't pass like Rav Shimon Elazar. And according to that second statement, so we bring a raya, the second lashon, we bring a raya from the other member of Rav, the Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi Amar Rav, because Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashi said the name of Rav, im tach b'nei b'tit, dafk, if you cover over this kefes sar with tit, with dirt, then batel becomes batel. Mashma, if you didn't cover it over, it's not batel, because we don't pass like Rav Shimon Elazar, that the designation alone can make it batel. Amar Nachman, Amar Shmuel, says Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel, Shnei Chatzoy Zeitzim. If you have two halves of zesim in two different cracks of the mixing bowl, the chutz shel batzik b'neihem, but there's a string of dough attaching one to the other. So do we look at it as two separate halves zesim and they're both batel, or do we look at it like one zayis and therefore it's not batel? So the rule is, and obviously we're talking about that it's in the middle part, that it's in the wall. So over there, the only less than a zayis is okay. A zayis is no good. So Ryan, we see. If you pull it by the string and the two halves asim come along, it doesn't get detached, it won't break apart. So then it's all considered one, and therefore it's a one big kazayas they combine. But if you pull it by the string, it will break off and the two doughs won't come with it. Then in a chayv levar, then it's not mitzvah, each one plus an azayas, and therefore you don't have to get rid of it. That which we say two halves zesim is not a problem, you don't have to get rid of it, that's in a mixing bowl. Because once planted into one crack, and once planted into another crack, there's no chash that they'll ever come together. Out of a bias, but in your house, chai b'var, if you have one half of zayis in one corner, and another half of zayis in another corner, you have to get rid of it. My time is in the karnish though, because they can get gathered together. When you sweep the floor or something, the two halves zesim could come together and end up becoming a full zayis. They'll end up joining each other. Amar Ula, based on this, says Ula by Marav, they had a shayla in Eretz Yisrael. Bias Aliyah Ma'u. Let's say you have two floors, and in one floor you have half a zayis, and the other floor you have another half a zayis. Do we say that we're chosen just like in a house that maybe they're combined? So who had maybe the half a zayis here and the half a zayis here might end up getting together, and therefore you have to get rid of it? Or do we say that it's not mustabah that they're combined from one floor to another floor, and therefore you don't have to get rid of it because each one by itself is only a chatzis zayis? Let's say by Sadramau. So Rashi explains that each shadow is an intim salem of the shadow before. If you're going to say by two floors, you're not choishes that they'll come together. What about a house and the aksadra that's right outside of the house? So over there, you constantly go from the house to the aksadra. So maybe Anachanami will end up sweeping it from the house to the aksadra, and therefore there is a chash, or maybe not. Shnei batim zelef nimizet mahu. And again, it's an intim salem. Intim salem is that a bias and aksadra are a problem. That's because you go directly, you use both the bias and the sadra. But if you have two houses, one inside the other, so even though you have to go through house A to get to house B, but each one is used individually, and therefore you're not choshed, maybe that you take apart from one to the other, or maybe alpha pikem, we are choshed, and therefore you would have to get rid of it. And on that, the Gemara says, teku.
It sounds like we're switching gears.